a weekend that
it's the weekend of
rather active after a back to school week. By the way, Sunday is 817 day. So pride out there, Fort Worth. Find a conch shell and a Hawaiian shirt.
What about like the 808? That's the Hawaiian zip code.
Aloha.
See, he knows.
A couple of weeks, we'll be kicking them back up. Part two of our Hank FM Hometown Handshake Tour. Get ready for that. But tomorrow, we've been talking about this. And, of course, we do the Pet of the Week every single Wednesday, 9:15 here at Hank. But it's a Fort Worth side mega adoption event. This taking place there at Eamon G. Carter Jr. Exhibits Hall. That's the big, it's the one with all the merchants when the Fort Worth Stock Show is underway there at the Will Rogers grounds and like. So this kicks off tomorrow and also goes on Sunday. It's 10 to 5 tomorrow and then 10 to 4 on Sunday. Totally free to be there. And all adoption fees will be $25 or less. And it includes all the spay, neutering, microchip, everything like that. So there will be thousands of pets up for adoption.
This is like the ultimate.
Like 25 plus shelters around the area.
Yeah. Go Texan Market, because they're all Texans, right?
Yeah. Well.
And $25.
So admission, like I said, is free. There might be parking or something like that, but you can learn more about it on 921HankFM.com. But if you're looking for a new furry four-legger right now, this is certainly the time to do it this weekend. Of course, we also have our Dallas Cowboys preseason game number two.
Ooh, this is
number
exciting.
Two.
I know you're excited
on
for
our road to the Super Bowl.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it continues against the Baltimore Ravens tomorrow. That will be AT&T Stadium, so they'll play at home. They just wrapped up training camp over there in Oxnard, California.
Yeah.
So they'll be coming a couple more at the Star, and then we get ready, like 19 days away or something, we said, for the NFL season to kick off.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
You know I'm counting down the days.
Well, I expect that you'll be there reporting, giving us the very latest right there. It is the start of the North Texas Fair and Rodeo up there, Denton Way. So Big Sky Country getting it going on, starting today, going through the weekend. Like we said, Sawyer Brown, a concert. They'll be a big part of that lineup, too. Elsewhere, we had Jason Aldean last night on the Dallas side of Dos Equis.
Ooh, right.
Bellamy Brothers, Arlington Music Hall tonight. That's such a cool place to see a show.
They work so hard.
And they work well together, too. Yeah. You know, it's...
They're good kids.
They have that aloha spirit.
Aloha!
Twinning. They're not twins.
And then Billy Bob's got a massive weekend. First of all, tonight, I don't even know if tickets are still available for Randy Rogers and Pat Green.
Amazing.
Both tonight on the stage at Billy Bob's. And then our redneck woman, we've been giving away tickets all week to her, Gretchen Wilson, tomorrow night as well. There is this one little nugget on Sunday at the Toyota CNC Music Factory Pavilion.com/in Irving.
Is it going to make you sweat so you bleed?
It is the Lost 80s Live Nostalgia Tour. So you have a flock of seagulls.
As you do.
Are they brothers? I think they are. General Public, Big Country, The Vapors, Icicle Works, Josie Cotton, China Polecats. It's like a bunch of the like C-list bands from the 80s.
I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever...
When the Flock of Seagulls is your headliner. you got a big one. Yeah, I put it in the conch shell.
I don't know if you've ever worked at a station like this.
I think that'd be awesome, though.
You actually have to play the hit for them to recognize the band, so they'll want the tickets. Mm-hmm. That's how that works.
Sure. Toyota Music Factory's very pleased with our promotion of their event. That's Sunday. Tickets are available, believe it or not. All right, so what's going on in Heather Leland?
Well, I have a really, really big goal for this weekend. And I want everyone's hope and thoughts and prayers, because what I'm going to do is unpack.
Oh, and, from the trip.
Yeah, not only that, put everything away, figure out where everything goes. And then in addition to that, you know, you have the first round of back to school shopping.
Yeah.
And then the kids actually figure out what you really need.
Yes.
So now we have to do that all again. And I find that this tends to be a little bit more expensive. So
Yeah. It's you gotta go there and scour the remnants of what was the back to school aisle. Try to find like leftover folders that are wedged in between end caps and stanchions.
Oh, don't even get me started. Because we had to buy composition books with a three punch.
Oh, good luck.
I know.
Good luck. There's none of those.
I had to get them on Amazon.
No.
You know how much those were?
Do you know what? I have to go and find notebooks that don't have spirals. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Pray for us.
Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee.
I like spirals. KFM.